went all week thinking on the message today, and I take it that the Lord wanted me to preach it. So Frank jumped in there and confirmed it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm going to take y'all over here in Genesis. We're going to go straight on in the Word. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Just a little bit over here in Genesis. And I'm going to lead you to some more scriptures. And not a lot, just a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can three. Let's go, I want to go a little bit.
Genesis 3.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about the devil today. Y'all scared of the devil?
No.
You scared of the devil?
No.
I ain't scared to talk about him. I'm not going to take up for him. I'm not going to praise him. It's a time when you got to talk about the devil. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
People
got to
know.
Yeah, it's a time, you know. I look at TV and I watch my stories and stuff that I like to watch on TV. And they got this movie or this show coming out called Lucifer.
Yep.
Lucifer.
Yeah. Oh, that's the devil. Yeah.
I would not want to play the role of Lucifer if they offer me all the money in the world.
Really?
That's right.
Really?
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out pretty soon.
And acting as Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that's what they're doing. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
No way. Who would want that name? You all know who Lucifer is, don't you?
Yeah.
That's his name. That's his real name. Lucifer. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh.
You know, so I'm going to talk to you about one of the strongest tools that Lucifer uses against humans. Thank you, Jesus, today. Y'all don't mind that?
Amen.
The strongest tool is what?
Deception. Sowing doubt.
Temptation. Somebody said temptation.
Yeah, temptation.
That's the most used tool that he used against man. Temptation. Mm-hmm. I mean, he used it to the point that he used it on God.
Yeah. Amen.
He used it. This is the one, as a matter of fact, this is the first tool he used against humans in the beginning.
Yeah.
And he used the same tool today.
Amen.
Just like he used way back in to Eve.
Yes.
Satan's going to make you do nothing. Huh?
Amen.
He said, the devil made me do it. I preach it every once in a while. The devil made me do it. You know, who used to say that on TV?
Flip Wilson.
The devil made him do it. The devil ain't made you do nothing. Thank you, Jesus. I take it even further. The devil cannot make you do nothing.
Amen.
It's not his job. It ain't his job to make you do nothing. It's his job to trick you into doing something. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to start off reading in the beginning when he goes by over here. He said, now the serpent. The serpent wasn't just a serpent. He came as a serpent. He came in the serpent. Thank you, Jesus. Was born, was subtile.
Subtle.
Any beast of the what? Of the field, which the Lord God hath made. And he what?
Said
unto who?
Woman.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
He actually came to a slick, he just slick one, woman. Woman what?
Yay. As God said,
ye
shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Now see, he turned it around. See, Eve knew exactly what God said to her and Adam.
Right.
Right.
You know, but he's going to come around, he's going to be a slickster, huh? Mm-hmm. And turn it around, because that this one tree, I always often ask myself, all the big garden, all the fruits and all the trees, why that tree had to be put in the garden? I guess God must have had his reason.
Of course.
Huh?
Yes.
Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell them. You ain't never thought of that?
Yeah.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. All the trees in the garden, why that tree?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know why that tree? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't read Genesis much, huh?
To choose.
Huh?
Because it was a tree of... To test them.
It was a tree of what?
Knowledge of good and evil.
They didn't know no better. They didn't know they was naked.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
But the devil came and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is made of what?
Which is in the midst of the garden.
In the midst of the garden. God has said, ye know what?
Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye
touch it. That lets you know she knew, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She knew what God said.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Neither what?
Neither touch it.
If you do it, what's going to happen? She knew, she didn't have no excuse, but the devil, for some reason, he seeks out the weakness.
Yes.
Don't y'all women get mad at me when I say this, now don't take this wrong. And the weakest that he sought after was the what?
The woman.
The woman was weak. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not saying y'all weak now. Then again, if y'all didn't touch that tree,
uh-huh.
If she hadn't touched that tree, we'd be still living good right now. But she touched, she's been over there. And then, the devil could have went to Adam, but he knew Adam was going to be strong. He wasn't going to fall for his mess, huh?
Amen. Amen.
For some reason, I always say, all women got a little bit of Eve in them today.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I got to go home.
Yep.
That trait is still in women,
Yeah.
So we know this story is true.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If I got something, Gloria Warren, she got a way of talking me out of it. See, that's Eve in her. That's right.
Yeah.
What's mine is hers. Oh, her. But what's mine is mine. Y'all see? That's a little bit of Eve still in it. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know when to use this on men. I'm going to change that subject. Thank you, Jesus. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. He just lied to her, huh? Made it sound good.
Because
she was listening, what he was saying, ye shall not surely die. That's not what God said. For God doeth what?
No, the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened.
Uh-huh, and ye shall what?
Be as God, knowing good and evil.
You hear that? And the woman did what?
She saw that the tree was good.
Uh-huh.
And that it was pleasant to the eyes.
Yes.
And the tree desired to make one wise.
See what happened? He made it sound so good, but Ted, she just had to taste that tree. He just presented to her and lied to her and tempted her to eat of that tree. Thank you, Jesus. He's a liar. But God gave us how many senses?
Five.
Everybody know what those senses is?
Touch, smell,
sight, hearing.
Sense, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. Somebody said touch out there. Thank you, G. Huh? Those are five senses that God gave us.
Amen.
He felt sorry for us after Eve and Adam did with it. Well, now I'm gonna put Eve aside. Adam, after he disobeyed God, he felt sorry for us. Took a lot of years to get to us, but he had to come down here and fix what Satan did.
Uh-huh.
Adam and Eve, they had it made. They had it made until they touched that tree and ate of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they heard a voice of the Lord coming through the garden, calling his name. And then when he saw them, he asked them, Who told you was naked? Because they were covering themselves.
They took a fig leaf, trying to hide themselves.
They didn't know no better than that. That's when sin came into the world. Disobedience. The devil used what power on them?
Temptation.
Right.
Trickery.
He knows that temptation is the weakest part of man. Y'all get on something from?
Yeah.
He knows.
Amen.
Temptations, it's like the pastor was saying on Sunday, the devil would start talking to you and tell you your hips are hurting, get a little sniffer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go to church today because I'm going to feel good. The devil would tell you, you don't need to do the pastor was saying. See, he talked all over my message. Hallelujah. He attempted this. It's temptation.
Yes.
He's going to use his most favorite tool.
Yes.
The reason why the churches is empty today, huh? Because he uses his tool. tool.
Yes.
Even if a church is full, he still have a tool.
Yes.
You can smoke and worship God. You can drink and worship God. That's why it's the most churches is packed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yes.
Most churches
yes.
is packed
that's right.
because they know they're alive in the smoke, drink, cut, party. Do whatever they want to do, and on Sunday, the blood of Jesus wash me white snow. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, home, do whatever they want.
Yeah, amen.
Every sin that God mentioned, because the devil tell them, you can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you can cuss, you can swear, that's not a bad word, huh?
You still a child, you still a child.
That's right. They tell you, God ain't gonna kill you, you're going to heaven. When you die, it doesn't matter, you're going to heaven. This is his trick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He thought he was so powerful with his trick, God made a fool out of him. Huh?
Amen.
Matthew 4:1, let's go to that. Matthew 4:1. Hallelujah. All day long, rip and run and do anything we want to do. Just go to work. We work 10 hours sometime. And when Sunday comes, uh-oh. Yeah. Devil says, you tired. Mm-hmm. He tried to tempt who?
Jesus.
Yeah. Huh?
Lord,
how did he try to tempt Jesus? All right, try.
He led him up with the Spirit.
He led him up
with
the
tempted of the devil.
God did this on purpose. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
He did it on purpose for who?
For us.
To show us how we can fight the temptation of the devil.
Amen.
Because if you fall into the snares of the temptation of the devil, you're going to fall into everything else he do.
Amen.
If he can get you just this one, he can get you the rest. The rest, you know, everything else he do against God, that's what he's going to have us doing.
Yeah, amen.
But this is the one right here that if you get over this, get the power over this, you can make it, he can throw all his stones at you. All his darts that he throw at you, he can just bounce off of you.
Amen.
I heard somebody said, put on the whole armor.
Yes.
See? Y'all get what I'm talking from?
Yes.
Most people don't want to talk about it there, but they're scared of it. Why are we going to scare it? We want the devil scared of us.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. So he used this tool to sit in where Jesus led, where? Come on. To be tempted of the devil. Uh-huh. And he what? He went out there with his weakest moments.
Weakest
moments.
Right. 40 days and 40 nights. You know he weak.
That's right.
Yeah. Hungry.
Number 4 that he answered and said, what did he do to Jesus? He told him to do what?
It is written, man.
He said, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made what?
Bread.
Tempting God. And he knew God was Jesus was God.
He knew that.
And he knew better, but God was just showing us.
Yeah.
The devil, he was confused. He just doing what God made him do.
Yeah.
To show us how we can stand against the devil.
All right.
In his temptation.
Amen.
You notice how the scripture used temptation?
Uh-huh.
From the beginning, the temptation, and Matthew using temptation, because temptation is the devil what?
Tool.
It is great. It's his greatest tool.
Yes.
He's been doing it for millions of years.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He don't skip them. You see all these people walking down the street, all matted up and looking all. You know what? No, the devil didn't make nobody do nothing. He got them hooked on that stuff. He tempted them. And once they taste that dope, about the third time, I know I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not no one or two times going to get you hooked. It's going to take about 3 times to get you hooked. And once you hooked, the devil got you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nothing happened to him. This stuff ain't nothing. I tried the second time. When I got to the third time, I was hooked. That's when you're hooked.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You got to get unhooked.
That's
Thank you, Jesus. The first thing you do, don't get hooked.
Yeah.
The devil said, what you, Jesus? Jesus said, what?
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone.
You hear what he said? Man shall not live by bread alone. By what?
Every word
proceeded out of the mouth of God. God wanted us what Jesus did is he threw the word at him.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
The tempter, trust me, everybody in the building today is going to be tempted by the devil.
Yes.
Don't never say, I ain't going to be tempted by no devil. I got power. The devil can't tempt me. You better watch out. Huh? A lot of us church folks get tempted.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Everybody, every day. Yeah. It's a war.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your sons and daughters attempt you to start an argument with them. It can be anything.
Yeah.
I can go down the list.
Uh-huh.
How many things that he uses against us. Thank you, Jesus. Then the devil what?
Take him out.
He got nerves taking Jesus somewhere. Jesus could have just popped in his there. Hallelujah.
And then set him on a pinnacle.
Uh-huh. Now listen to him. And said what to him?
If thou be the Son of God,
uh-huh.
Cast thyself down.
Yes. And then what?
For it is written.
He should give his angels charge.
Did you hear that? You remember what he did to Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Told Eve, oh, you're not going to die. It sounded good. He tried that same trick on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And he knew who Jesus was. Try to tell him, I sit you up here and look what you can have and everything. No. Tell him Jesus that. Wait a minute now, I made you.
Yeah.
I made the earth and everything you see. You and everything. But Jesus wanted us to see how we as little humans on the earth could fight the devil. Nobody have an excuse.
That's right.
On how to fight the devil
yes.
and his temptation.
Yes.
But like the old saying, the devil made me do it.
No,
the devil ain't made you do that. They said what the other part? You know, so the angels what?
In their hands they shall bear thee up.
Uh-huh.
Only time thou dash thy foot against the stone.
He got nerves on his talking to Jesus like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said unto him, it is written again. Let me tell you again, Satan. Thou shalt not but tempt the who?
Who's
the devil talking to?
God.
Who was he attempting?
Jesus.
Well, Jesus who?
God.
He had to really work on that kind of pastor.
Yes.
Jesus said, you know who I am, Satan.
No.
You know who I am. You know you ain't got no business trying to tempt me.
Yeah.
I could take my one thumb and crush you right now, but I don't want to do that now. But just the thought of him using his tool on God. He knew he wasn't going to get nowhere tempting God.
Uh-huh.
But God wanted us to see that temptation is the worst, dangerous enemy against us.
Yeah.
That the devil will use against us. You better be careful because he's so slick.
Yes,
he'll make you do something and make you think it's right.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. The devil can't do that to me. He can't make me do that. Yeah. The devil can't make you do nothing, but you will do it.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yep.
Don't never say what you can't do or what the devil can't do because you're in the what?
Flesh.
In the flesh.
That's the only reason why he messed with us, because we're in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jesus was in the flesh, but his flesh wasn't like ours.
All right.
His flesh wasn't weak.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was God.
Yeah.
Thank you. But we ain't God.
Amen.
But God would want us to know that this devil, way back when I created a man and woman, is the same devil now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to be with you all the time. I'm going back to my castle in the sky. I'm going back to my paradise.
Yes.
But I don't want to leave you stranded and not know how to fight Satan.
All
right. Y'all say amen now. Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And where's the other one? Get on down here.
And the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
Exceeding high mountain. Listen to him.
And show him all the kingdoms of the world.
What are you going to show him for? The God already knew it was there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what he said? And said
all
what?
All these things will I give thee.
What he said?
All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
You see how the devil is? Uh-huh. He'll present it to you. He's a master of like of deception.
Yeah.
And he's a master of trickery.
Yeah.
You know, he can make it sound so good.
Yeah.
You know when you see these pictures of the devil and somebody and they show the devil they have horns and ugly face and just look bad. I don't know who did that. Who started that?
The devil.
The devil didn't start that. He should be upset because he don't want to be ugly. Just think about that. If the devil comes to you right now, he don't want to scare you, Sister Cal.
That's right.
He's going to be a fine-looking man. Oh, you know, he's going to make himself known as an angel.
Yeah, looking good.
Who did that?
No,
thank you, Jesus, huh? They started something that just weren't true. He's going to come to you in the spirit. Just like God will come to you in the spirit.
Yes.
You say, I'll give you all these things. You bow down. What you say?
And worship
me. But Jesus said, what?
Get thee hence.
Why did Jesus say that? To say
because that's what we are going to be able to say.
Exactly. Y'all getting on now. Y'all, he's going to make this real easy for me now.
Yes.
Thank you, huh? He wants us to do the same bit. These very words. He said, what?
Get
behind me, Satan. For it is what?
Written.
Thou shalt what?
Worship the Lord thy God.
And him who? That's your power right there.
Yeah.
See, Jesus left this scripture here for us to use against the devil.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And then the devil leaveth him.
He leaveth him. What happened?
Angels came and ministered unto him.
Yes. So Jesus came down on earth to help us. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He came down to show us how we could fight the devil.
Temptation. Amen.
He showed us. And then when he left here, he said he's going to give us what?
A comforter.
The comforter is what?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost, which is Acts 1 and 8 says what?
You
should receive power.
Afterwards,
the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Number one thing that we should know in the church, the devil's greatest tool is
temptation.
All right. Not envy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Because envy, if he gets you with the temptation, he got you with the envy.
That's right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. If he gets you with the temptation, you're going to have a lying demon already.
All right.
It follows, huh?
Uh-huh.
When Adam and Eve disobey God, the first thing they did was what, Sister Carol? What happened when she got tempted?
They hid.
Why? Yeah.
Because their eyes were open.
They was embarrassed.
That's right. They was ashamed.
There was a shame. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Once they attack you with temptation, everything else is going to follow. But Jesus fixed it, huh?
All right.
I came here to leave you with power.
Hallelujah.
And that power is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
My spirit living inside of you to help you to fight temptation.
Hallelujah.
You got five senses already. Hallelujah. But when Jesus came and left here, he left you with a sixth one.
Amen. Amen.
He came down, he added to the five senses.
All right.
Even if you lose your hearing, Brother Ted, when you get old, you know, you start losing your ears, the next thing you lose is what? Your eyesight. Y'all past 40, I mean, y'all be talking about
okay.
You past 40, man, come on. Your eyesight is the same. When you was 19, you could see 2020.
Yeah.
Now, ain't nobody in here don't see no 20. Come on now.
No, I don't.
The doctor told me I had 20/20 vision. I'm like, I think something wrong with him. Why I'm wearing these glasses?
That's right.
Carry on. Oh, the diabetes is doing that to you. What was 20/20? I can't see. You start losing one of your senses, huh?
Yeah.
But God gave you a sense that you won't lose.
Amen.
That sense is what?
Right and wrong.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Okay, the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. The Holy Ghost is going to do right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
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 The Holy Ghost going to do everything opposite from what the devil going to do with his temptation.
All right.
That's what he don't want you to do. He don't want you to attend church on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You know, he do not want you to worship God.
All right.
He do not want you to even mention God's name. Should I keep on?
Amen.
Yes.
Huh? That's his job. It's
Amen.
To tempt you. To, I mean, all the tools that he has that he could use against a man, temptation is the main one.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? He'll tempt you, lady, who walk past you with stings. I mean, they go out with all these G-strings and all this stuff. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, Lord, I can stay here for a while with the temptation. You know what the devil will use on you. That's right. He'll tempt you with credit cards. He'll tempt you with bills. He'll tempt you, you know, you ain't got to have that, but the devil tell you, you got to have that. You got to have it. Get there early. Lord, get on me by going to the thrift shop and stuff like that. I be letting her know. I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to come home with nothing. I'm just, if I do, I ain't going to spend that much. I come home with boxes and stuff. Oh, Lord. I did it again. I love antiques. You know, I study antiques. I collect books. I got so many books. I'm not even going to talk about that. What you need another book for, Aaron? I said, well, I got to have this book to do this and to do that. That comes to devil tempts me to buy that book I didn't
Amen.
Need.
Amen.
Oh,
resist
him,
please.
I got it in me. I know what to do.
Amen.
See, we talk about these big things, you know, temptation with smoking, temptation with temptation of drugs, temptation of this. But what about them little things?
Yeah.
There's some little things that you don't pay attention to, the devil. You know, many times the devil, I said, I'm going home when I leave this store. And I saw her on my way coming home, and I for some reason, he's the devil tempting me to go to another thrift shop. Huh? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's the same thing. It's a little thing, but it's the same. Thank you, Jesus. It's the same. He tempts you for all kinds of stuff. You got those five senses, and sometimes you lose those. But that sixth one that you got from the Lord, it covers everything. I tell you some stuff that covers. Go to Galatians. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting excited here. Y'all just thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5. You use it on.
Yeah.
That's it. If you go beat the devil, huh? In this weakness, huh? That he used against us in the flesh. You could beat the devil in anything that he tries to throw at you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? 5:22. I hope this is the one I want. Sometimes I write them down and I get them all mixed up.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's the one I want. The fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
What is it? Did I give you the right scripture?
Yeah. 5:22. For the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy, peace.
Now turn to James with me. Thanks, Jesus.
James 1.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jesus gave us a tool that we could use to fight the devil with.
Yes.
And that tool is what?
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The power of God. Yes. The Spirit of God dwelling with us. Because the tempter, you thought you get the Holy Ghost over there, he ain't gonna tempt you no more. He's gonna leave you alone. Huh?
He's gonna.
No.
He's gonna leave you alone.
No, he'll keep bugging.
Your life is gonna be so sweet and so easy. Huh? Flower beds or what? I got the Holy Ghost. I know God, and I'm gonna have an easy life now.
Oh.
You're gonna be you the main one. He's gonna attack.
That's right.
He ain't worrying about the person out there in the streets already. He got them. Until they start turning around and going towards God, then he got to start working on them. This is the tool that's going to keep a lot of people from making it with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But James said what?
James what chapter?
James 4:7.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Yeah.
Resist
the what?
The devil, and he will flee from you.
You got to learn how to resist the devil.
Amen.
But can you resist the devil by yourself?
No.
You got the power to resist the devil yourself?
No.
What do you have to have to help you?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
The power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. When you resist the devil wants you to do everything contrary to him. He wants you to do all the fornication, all that stuff that's up on top, but down the bottom, when you get the Holy Ghost, you have the fruits of the Spirit.
Fruits.
Huh?
Yes.
You see the scripture there? It said fruits. Do it say fruits of the Spirit?
Yes.
Fruits.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Fruit
of the Spirit.
Yes.
Not no 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. If they want, thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But the fruit of the Spirit will be what?
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Long-suffering.
Gentleness.
Goodness.
Faith.
All of these things is opposite. Opposite
no
from Satan.
Amen.
Amen. Anything other than this is the other side, other way. Huh? Mm-hmm. Once Satan got some temptation going on against you, he's going to get you there in the 18th verse. Huh? He's going to get you to what? Now the works of the flesh, huh?
All right.
Are manifest. I got to the 18th verse.
The adultery.
With the D, listen, adultery.
Fornication. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness.
Idolatry.
Witchcraft.
Hatred.
Variance. Emotion.
Oh, Lord.
Wrath.
Wow. Keep on going.
Strife. Sedition,
heresy,
murder,
drunkenness,
revelness.
I mean, he covered it all, didn't
yes.
he?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Once it what? Down there, it's a 50 communication of the mouth. I don't know if it's in this one. But once he trapped you in one temptation and you submit to it,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He's going to try to come back to you again to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And about the third time, he got you.
You hooked.
Huh?
You hooked.
When a drug addict shoot crank up their arm, it's going to take him the third time to get hooked on it. You don't get hooked on it the
first
time.
Your first 2 times.
Huh?
Your dealer going to give it to you.
Free.
Yeah.
He works for the devil.
Yeah.
And he wants you to get hooked on it. Because the next time you come, it's going to cost you a $500
yeah.
a bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the works of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can stand here and we can talk about all those things, all those big things, you know, that envy and stuff like that. But that is the little teeny things.
Small
fucking
little things.
That's right.
You can eat too much.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
And sin against God. He told us to have temperance.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
You can eat the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The devil keeps that chocolate with peanuts in it, almonds in it. He knows it ain't good for you to care. But he's going to say, oh, I sure got an urge for it. That's the way I do it too. I do it too. I get an urge for something. I'm a diabetic, huh? But I'm going to sneak in the...
Most need moderation.
Gloria got nerves. Let me tell you a story. She got nerves. She sent me to my room.
Oh.
Because she watched her little stories, you know, and I watched my little stories.
Oh, no.
But see, one thing wrong is we got a fridge where it goes...
It tells her, yeah.
Oh, we need a fridge.
She always waits till I'm gone. She's going back to me and there's some cookies is in there. She's going to sneak on. She's going to eat. See what I mean?
But the refrigerator.
No, those cookies is not good for you.
Have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Thank you. See, that's one of the little things, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Overeating.
Hallelujah. I could go on to a lot of her chocolate mess you up. Huh? Sometimes, you know, when you're on a diet, huh? And the devil's going to really mess up with you. He's going to tempt you with everything he can when you're on a diet. Don't go on a fast.
Yeah, really.
Huh? You go on a fast, the only thing you're going to think of is food.
And the devil will tempt you.
Did y'all see that?
Uh-huh.
When you're not fasting, you want to go on a diet, you want to lose some weight. But when you're fasting, even the commercials on TV, it seems like they have more commercials, don't they, about food?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm fasting.
Interest system.
Thank you, Jesus. And that's the devil trying to get you to get up and go on over there and get you something, make you a peanut butter sandwich. A lot of them ain't going to get mad at you. He's not going to be angry with you if you eat that peanut butter sandwich. Put a little jelly on it. It's a little stuff. He knows he can't try temptation with a woman with me. Huh? Because if I do anything, I say anything about a woman, I know the consequences. I don't have to worry about the Lord punishing me because the glory is going to wag me out. So I know better.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? I know better than to steal something because, you know, that's one of those big things.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
I know better than to tell a lie. Like, oh, yeah. But them little peanut butter sandwiches and cookies and things that going to kill you. Thank you, Jesus. That's temptation of the devil.
Amen.
He wants you to eat that stuff because he wants you dead. He wants you to die. He doesn't want you to make it with Jesus.
Yeah.
But Jesus gave us a sixth sense.
Yeah.
And what was it?
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Resist the devil,
yeah.
And he will do what?
Flee.
You got to get that resisting power. You got to talk to him. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I put the power of God. Get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
You got the power to tell the devil to get behind me.
Yeah.
Huh? You can tell him.
Yeah.
When somebody messing with you down the street and you mind your own business, just that. Get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Take off running.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Let's start saying, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That man crazy.
I'm
getting out of here.
Woo! Amen. Yeah, they don't like that. Devil doesn't hear that name.
In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of here. They're gone. The police will let you alone. Huh? If he says, just start saying, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh? It's power in the name of Jesus, right?
Yes.
That's what the Holy Ghost is for.
Yes.
The tempter, he'll tempt you in your dream. You sleeping at night, he's tempting you in your dream, you know, you're sleeping.
You
ain't
dream.
Did nothing. But when you wake up in the morning, make you think, was that real?
Yeah.
The devil do that. 24. Yeah. He don't sleep.
No, he don't.
God don't sleep. Huh? The devil don't sleep.
Amen.
He really don't sleep now because you know he ain't got time.
That's time.
He don't have a lot of time left.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I would rather do what God says, huh? Mm-hmm. Than not do what God said. Like Eve did. Eve messed us up. I'm sorry. She messed us up. But Adam is blamed. He's the blame. He was the boss. He was in charge.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All he had to do is just not touch. No. Don't touch it. Don't touch
it. Leave it alone.
Thank you, Jesus. Did I ever do the fruit of the Spirit?
Yes.
I did that, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So this is my little message I had today. I didn't want to be too long, but, you know, my message is to you, watch out for the little things.
Temptation.
For little things, huh? Uh-huh. It's all, you get that loose and Satan, huh? When the devil was messing with your mind, loose and Satan. That's what we used to say, loose and Satan. I never knew what that means. You know, but Lucifer, I know it means now you rebuke you. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You got to put, that's what's so wonderful about being saved
mm-hmm.
and having the Holy Ghost
yeah.
and being baptized in
yeah.
Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can command the devil to leave you.
Amen.
And command the devil to leave your loved one. You can do it.
Yeah.
You got the power to do it. You can tell him, go back down to the pit where you live and stay there.
Stay there.
Yeah.
No, he ain't, but you just tell him anyway. He knows what you're saying. He's scared of you.
Yeah.
Y'all hear that?
Amen.
The devil is afraid of you. If he wasn't afraid of you, he'd have you out there on the street talking about, I be fooled. Huh? He'd have you out on the street looking, you're 17 years old, but you look 39.
Mm-hmm.
You get under 10? That's right. But you are in touch with Jesus.
Amen.
By being in touch with Jesus, the devil know who you are. He know. He's afraid. His demons are coming. I'm not messing with him, Lucifer. He know Jesus. Huh?
Yeah.
See, a lot of people is in church, but they don't know Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
They think Jesus is a separate being from God. That's, what's his name, Jesus? 1 foot a Father, 2 foot a Son, 3 foot the Holy Ghost. Y'all know that song, huh? Y'all know that song?
I don't know it.
Well, it ain't true.
I know.
So don't sing it. It ain't true.
What's his name? Jesus.
One for the Father, Jesus. One for the Son, Jesus. One for the Holy Ghost. Just these three make one. It's only one.
One.
Amen. But the devil got people out there thinking he's tempting. You know, Jesus is separate from God, and the Holy Ghost is separate from God. Jesus is not God. Oh, you don't have to be baptized. That's a waste of time.
Uh-oh.
That's what he do.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's how he tricked people. He said, Josh, thank you. I like to talk about him. I like to talk about the devil, huh? Because I tell him what, exactly where to go.
Yeah.
I tell him what to do. I ain't afraid of you, huh? No sin of God ain't got no business running from no demon.
No.
Huh?
No.
Demons supposed to run from what?
You got
the power. If the demons in the building, huh? When you walk in the building, the demons start trembling.
That's right.
That's right.
In the
name
of
Jesus.
That's right.
And if they don't tremble, you say in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Huh? I'm
terrified.
They are so afraid of the name of Jesus. And when Jesus is in us, they are afraid of us.
Amen.
You have demons going around you every day. When you come in the room, demons go out. No. That's that sanctified Jesus name, holy preacher. Saint of God. I can't be in the same room with him. Got too much power. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when the devil try to tempt you, and he's going to do it, he knows some things he ain't going to be able to get you to, but he's trying to little peanut butter sandwiches in the night. That's right.
Four sandwiches
today. What
kind
of sandwich?
Four bologna.
Who's she talking about? You, aren't she?
Red alert.
A temptation. Huh? So you have one sandwich, and then you start thinking about another one. Well, I want another one of that bologna sandwich.
That was good.
Yeah, I want another one. Put cheese on it.
No.
You don't put no cheese on it? A second one, it's a third one. I'm on another thing. What, Sharon? What, bologna, Sharon?
Honey,
yeah.
I made them and you see my
you hooked.
And put them on the night.
You hooked on the third one. That third
watch
one fits
out.
You, huh? You got to have that fourth one, huh?
Well, watch out. Talk yourself in time.
Katie, I can't get going to make me a peach cobbler. Cause she knows.
Don't
need it.
See there?
She know I eat it all. Huh? The devil attempt me. I be in the refrigerator every 2 minutes with some ice cream on top of it.
Oh,
next thing you know, I'm in the hospital. Y'all come visit me. Y'all come visit me.
Don't
all right, you know what you're doing now.
Oh, boy.
Chocolate. I told you not to eat all that sweet chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
Then I say, well, why did you make it?
Huh?
Don't help the devil.
Don't tempt me.
Make it.
I said, well, who ain't telling you made me a peace cobbler? You know, I stirred up. Thank you, Jesus.
Tiny portion.
Yeah. A stain of God. Person in the church. When you learn how to master temptation, you will master every other sin that the devil wants you to commit. When I say about master how not let him tempt you. Just think about Eve. Just think about Eve. When he's slick, he'll make it sound good. He'll make it look real. He'll make you think you got arthritis and you don't have arthritis only on Sunday. All the whole week you're feeling fine, but on Sunday you got rheumatism and arthritis. I got a headache. I keep on those little things now. Come on now.
Amen.
That's a little thing.
Yeah.
For some reason, your body said, well, on Sunday, oh, man, I don't feel like getting out of bed. That ain't your body. That's who?
Yeah.
That sin is tempting you. He don't want you to go to church. We had a good time today, didn't we?
Amen.
See,
amen.
We made him mad. He's upset with us, and we had church today. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't want us to come to church today. I know everybody in the building feel like coming here today. So say amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Pray that
you're
strength.
That's right.
Amen.
You got to do what?
Resist the devil.
Resist him and then what? After that? Press your way.
Press.
That's another message. Press your way.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Press your way out here to the church. And come on out here. Have some church. We only have church once a week. And we have a Sunday school, you know, during the week when the good weather is here. And we could give God this little time. You know, he deserves.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be quiet, let y'all alone. And I think we're going to have Bible study.
Amen.
Right now, you going to start it off? Come on.
I can start.
You come up here.
Amen.